Ukraine Defense Minister Despairs, Half of Western Military Aid Delivered Late. By Simon Kent on February 25, 2024. Half of promised Western military aid to Kyiv is failing to be delivered on time. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rostem Umerov despaired on Sunday as he issued a call for benefactors to make haste to save his country from potential ruin. Ukraine blamed the claimed tardiness in deliveries of donated aid as having negative consequences for its two-year fight against Russia, AFP reports. At the moment, commitment does not constitute delivery, Umerov said during a commemoration to mark the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of its neighbor. 50% of commitments are not delivered on time, he added, even as contributors continue to send tens of billions of dollars worth of help. Umerov argued Ukraine is being put at a further disadvantage in the mathematics of war against Russia, which the West has said is increasingly building a war economy. He said that delayed aid will mean Kyiv will lose people, lose territories, especially given Russia's air superiority. We do everything possible and impossible, but without timely supply it harms us, he said, although others are arguing to the contrary. Earlier this month, Sen. J.D. Vance, RO, told an international security conference in Munich, Germany, the $60 billion package of U.S. aid stuck in Congress wouldn't fundamentally change the reality on the ground in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and others are demanding passage of the aid without hindrance, as Breitbart News reported. But Vance told the final day of the conference, an annual gathering of security and foreign policy officials, the problem in Ukraine is that there's no clear endpoint and the U.S. simply doesn't make enough weapons to support endless wars in Eastern Europe, the Middle East and potentially a contingency in East Asia. House Speaker Mike Johnson insists he won't be rushed into approving the $95.3 billion foreign aid package from the Senate that includes the help for Ukraine. But the bill has been held up by Republican opposition over its lack of funding and support for U.S. border security. Johnson said he had requested a meeting with President Joe Biden months ago on these issues, and was still waiting for the opportunity to talk one-on-one. If the package goes through, that is not going to fundamentally change the reality on the battlefield, Vance argued, pointing to limited American manufacturing capacity. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.